Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we've got some music from a person who plays what's known as the Puccolo. Music from Ron McCroby a little later on. We've also got music from drummer extraordinaire Mel Lewis coming up as well. We're going to start off this afternoon with music from Avery Sharp, and then right after that we're going to get into some music from one of the unsung heroes of the guitar, Pat Martino. Avery Sharp has been playing bass for quite a while now, and he's really making a name for himself around the jazz scene. And his latest CD is called Extended Family 2. This is part of a trilogy that Avery wants to release by the end. I think it's the end of 1995, early 1996. I thought we'd start off with a track from Extended Family 2. It's a beautiful composition called Dance of Prosperity. And the reason that he wrote this song was because back when Native Americans and Africans were toiling the land and gaining food from the land, they would give thanks to the gods if their harvest was successful. So this is what that song is all about. Avery Sharp and Dance of Prosperity from his album Extended Family 2 here on In Transition.
Thank you.
Beautiful music there from someone I think that really deserved a lot more recognition than he got. That was Pat Martino. One interesting thing about Pat Martino is that I've noticed recently a lot of the music magazines have been featuring articles on him as being some kind of a comeback or something like that. But the thing is that he never went away. He did have some problems in the 1960s with drugs and, you know, the usual stuff. But his playing is just so beautiful and so fluid. And we just heard two tracks. The last one that we heard was Wayne Shorter's composition, Nefertiti. And before that, we listened to a beautiful version of John Coltrane's composition, Lazy Bird. We started off with Avery Sharp, a great bass player from the States, and something from his latest CD called Extended Family 2. The song was called Dance of Prosperity. We're going to continue with some more music from Pat Martino from his album, Strings. We'll give a listen to the title track, and it features Joe Farrell on tenor sax and flute, Cedar Walton on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, Walter Perkins on drums, Dave Levin on miscellaneous percussion, and Ray Appleton also on miscellaneous percussion. Thank you. Music from guitarist Pat Martino, and that was the title track from his album Strings. You're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. And I'd like to thank the following people for their generous contributions last week during our fundraising activities here at the station. I'd like to thank George McFarlane, Roger Westmore, Wolfgang Weber, and Arthur Grange for contributing to At the Jazz Band Ball and In Transition and keeping us on the air for a little while longer. And I hope you enjoy the music that Gordon and I both provide for your listening pleasure each and every Sunday afternoon. We're going to continue now with more music from Pat Martino from his album East. And this is a song that was written by Benny Golson, and it's a beautiful, delightful song. It's a real genuine jazz ballad. It's called Park Avenue Petite, and it features Eddie Green on piano, Ben Tucker on bass and tambourine, Tyrone Brown is also on bass, and Lenny McBrown on drums. And these albums are all readily available. They've been re-released on CD for the Prestige label, and they're available as part of the original Jazz Classics series that's been put out by Fantasy Records in California. So let's listen now to Pat Martino from his album East and a song called Park Avenue Petite. Thank you. Music from Pat Martino and a beautiful reading of Benny Golson's composition called Park Avenue Petite. Pat Martino was born in Philadelphia on August 25th, 1944, and he's been gigging around for quite a long time now. He's played with the likes of Jack McDuff, Jimmy McGriff, Don Patterson, Richard Groove Holmes, Trudy Pitts, Jimmy Smith, and quite a number of prominent musicians. And as I said before, he's making somewhat of a comeback now, being featured in a lot of the trade publications out there, and he's also involved in some very interesting recording projects, and as soon as I can get my hands on those, I will definitely feature them here on In Transition. We're going to go for one more number before we get into the music of drummer Mel Lewis. This is a track called Prelude, and it's taken from his album Starbright.
Thank you.
What a beautiful guitarist Pat Martino is. And that was from a 1976 recording for the Warner Brothers label. The song was entitled Prelude, and the name of the album is called Starbright. Now, I'm not sure if they've re-released this album on CD or not, but if you have a chance to pick it up, this is one that's well worth belonging in your collection, as well as the other releases that I featured this afternoon here on In Transition, as we listen to the music of Pat Martino. We're going to continue with music from a great drummer who's no longer with us, but fortunately he left us a recorded legacy that we can all enjoy. His name is Mel Lewis, and Mel Lewis was probably best known as the drummer with the Mel Lewis Thad Jones Big Band in the 1960s, playing at the Village Vanguard in New York City. He wasn't a very flashy drummer, but he was a very effective drummer, and he really knew how to drive the band. I thought we'd listen to some music from him this afternoon. One of the exciting things about Mel Lewis is that you can now obtain the complete solid-state recordings of the Mel Lewis Thad Jones Big Band from Mosaic Records. And if anyone's interested in purchasing this box set, just give me a call here in the studio at 562-5967, and I'll give you all the details, either phone number, fax number, or address, whatever you need. But it's a great, great box set, and again, it's another addition to your collection that you should have in your library. Anyway, let's get started with the Mel Lewis Sextet. This is a recording that he made in 1989 for the Music Masters label, and it's the name of the album is called The Lost Ark, and it's a great session, and it features Kenny Werner on piano, Dennis Irwin on bass, Gary's Smilin on baritone sax, Dick Oates on alto and tenor sax, and also soprano sax, John Mosca on trombone, and Jim Powell on flugelhorn. I thought we'd listen to a track entitled Face Value, and right after that we're going to go to a beautiful album that he did called 20 Years and at the Village Vanguard, and we'll listen to a beautiful Jerome Kern composition entitled Dearly Beloved.
Thank you.
music from Mel Lewis and a song entitled Dearly Beloved. A beautiful number there from Jerome Kern, a very fine American composer. And that was taken from the album 20 Years at the Village Vanguard, the Mel Lewis Orchestra, featuring some great tunes. And on that last number that we just heard, some very fine work from baritone sax player Gary Smullyan and some fine arranging from Richard DeRosa. We're going to continue with some more music from Mel Lewis from his album A Tribute to You, A Tribute to Mel Lewis. And this is a song written by Mel Lewis entitled To You.
We'll be right back.
Music from Mel Lewis, and that was his reading of Thad Jones' composition entitled To You. My apologies before, I think I said that it was written by Mel Lewis. It's in fact written by the great trumpeter and arranger, bandleader Thad Jones. And it was taken from the album To You, a tribute to Mel Lewis on Music Masters, and it is available on CD. It's a beautiful recording. We're going to move to another recording that Mel Lewis did, and it was, I think this one was back in 1976. The name of the recording is called Mel Lewis and Friends, and it was released on A&M as part of their Horizon series, the A&M Horizon label. Back in the mid-70s, released some very interesting albums. I was going to say LPs. At the time, they were LPs, but a lot of them have been re-released on CD. And I thought we'd listen to Mel Lewis in a trio setting. And this is a composition written by Sarah Casey called Windflower. And it features Ron Carter on bass and Hank Jones on piano. Thank you. fine example of Mel Lewis's brushwork, and that was a song called Windflower. Ron Carter on bass and Hank Jones on drums. Actually, Hank Jones on piano, I'm sorry. Beautiful, beautiful work there, and very delicate and very well done by that excellent trio from a recording in 1976 simply called Mel Lewis and Friends, released on the A&M Horizon label, and the song was called Windflower. Well, for quite a number of years, Mel Lewis held down the fort with Thad Jones at the Village Vanguard in New York City, and I thought it was about time that we listened to some live recordings. This is Mel Lewis and the Jazz Orchestra from February of 1980, recorded live at the Village Vanguard. And on this next track that I'm going to play for you, we've got a beautiful solo from none other than Clark Terry. This is a song called The Fan Club.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Music from 1988, recorded live at the Village Vanguard in New York City. That was Mel Lewis and the Jazz Orchestra, and a composition called Compensation, featuring Joe Lovano on tenor sax. And before that, we heard another live recording from the small confines of the Village Vanguard, recorded in 1980, featuring Clark Terry on trumpet and flugelhorn. We listened to a track called The Fan Club. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. We're going to go with one more number from Mel Lewis, and I think that most people would associate this next number with Mel Lewis and Thad Jones. It's a song written by Thad Jones called A Child Is Born. Beautiful, beautiful composition. And this is an excellent quartet reading of this song, featuring Freddie Hubbard on flugelhorn, Hank Jones on piano, and again, Ron Carter anchoring down the bass on this composition. So here we go with Thad Jones' composition, A Child Is Born.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Music from Mel Lewis and a beautiful version of Thad Jones' composition, A Child is Born, featuring Ron Carter, Freddie Hubbard, and Hank Jones is on the piano. We're going to continue now with something completely different. We're going to listen to a jazz whistler by the name of Ron McCroby. Now, all the whistling on records goes way back in history. For example, The Whistler and His Dog was an immensely popular brass band specialty at the turn of the century, as well as being frequently recorded. Its role in jazz and the blues has been minuscule at best. Bing Crosby whistled a good deal on records, and not badly either, and the great blues and boogie pianist Medelux Lewis had a fine Victor side titled Whistlin' Blues. But probably the best known of all whistling jazz records is the 1938 Big Noise from Winnetka, featuring Bob Haggard's whistling and bass playing over Ray Baduc's drumming. In more recent years, the Belgian jazzman Toots Thielemann has frequently featured his whistling, but none of these were first and foremost whistlers, let alone puccoloists, and that's what Ron McCroby calls his instrument, the puccolo. The albums that I'm going to feature this afternoon are Plays Puccolo, Ron McCroby Plays Puccolo, a 1982 release, and the other album that I'll be featuring is called The Other Whistler, a 1984 release, for the Concord Jazz label, and I'm not sure if these are available on CD, but I'll tell you, they're a lot of fun. So we'll start off with Ron McCroby's version of Whistle While You Work. He calls it Puckle While You Work, and it features Sam Most on flute, Bill Mays on piano, Bob Magnuson on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. Thank you. Well, what do you think of that? Ron McRoby playing the Puckolo and his version of Ray Noble's Cherokee. Before that, we listened to Puckle While You Work. Because we're a little bit short on time here, we're going to continue with two more tracks from Ron McRoby. We're going to listen to Benny Golson's Along Came Betty, and then right after that, Paul Desmond's classic composition, Take Five. Thank you.
Fly By Night features a wide spectrum of exciting and innovative highlights from the world of modern jazz. Join us on alternate Monday nights from 12 to 2 for an insider's look at the musicians and their landmark recordings that shaped the music and made jazz what it is today. That's Fly By Night on CHUO FM 89.1 with your host Dave Mock on alternate Mondays from midnight to 2.
Well, there you have it, the music of Puckoloist and musician Ron McCroby. And that was his version of Take Five, featuring Bill Mays on piano, Steve Lespina on bass, and some very fine drumming there from Akira Tana. On the last track we heard, Take Five, Ron McCroby sat out on the Puckolo and decided to play the clarinet. And that was what he started out with in his career, playing woodwinds, tenor sax, and clarinet, etc., and then switching over to his whistling abilities later on. I'm not sure what Ron McCroby is doing now, but these two excellent releases for Concord certainly display a talented musician with a lot of flexibility and very musical ears, able to handle some of the toughest standards around today. We're going to continue with some music. Actually, this is a request from Michael Wendt here in Ottawa, who wanted to hear some Charlie Parker. And of course, I have no problem with that, playing Charlie Parker. So we're going to close out this afternoon's edition of In Transition with some Charlie Parker from an album called The Fabulous Bird. We're going to listen to two tracks, Don't Blame Me and Dexterity. Thank you. that wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and next week we're going to be featuring music from sax player Odeon Pope, pianist Barney McClure, and a whole lot more. So stay tuned next week for more In Transition. Coming up next, we have some fine German music with Patricia. Bye for now.